Jules Lamar Dairy sits in picturesque farmland, dotted by red barns and the spires of 19th century churches. But it's not a traditional Wisconsin dairy farm. Its long, steel-sided sheds house 750 cows, more than 10 times the size of an average Wisconsin dairy herd. Dean Dornick and his partners built Jules Lamar Dairy 5 years ago. Now they want to more than double the size of their operation by building another dairy near Martell. Dornick says the expansion is part of a long-term plan to survive in an increasingly competitive industry, an industry in which smaller farms have no future.
Well, look around here. There's barns standing empty all around the countryside here. No cows in them anymore. If a young fellow wanted to operate a 60-cow dairy in Wisconsin, it would be the ideal place to do it because there's all kinds of facilities standing empty. Nobody wants to do it anymore. It's long hours, it's hard work, very little return for your effort.
And how come you want to do it?
Well, because we have a plan on how we're going to survive.
But the Dornick's expansion plan is running into increasing opposition. Local residents fear such large operations will pollute rivers and groundwater. Dornick says that hasn't happened so far, and it won't with the proposed expansion.
Do we expect to build there? Yes, we do. We plan to build the dairy there someday. I truly believe that science will win out, that emotions won't be a part of the decision by the administrators that are going to make the decision on whether we're going to be allowed to build or not. And the science all says that this is a valid site to build.
The clear, spring-fed waters of the Rush River near Martell flow through a steep valley, past limestone cliffs and slopes covered with wildflowers. On a spring afternoon, Dale Brathall has come to catch a few trout.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice fish in this river. Ooh, beauties. Awfully big fish. Down here, there's a few holes that I've seen some fish in there that didn't tell very many people about.
That must be down by the Adams Hole.
Yeah.
Brathall is chatting with Harold Fosmo, one of the founders of a local sportsman's club that has been working for 25 years on restoring the Rush. Fosmo worries a manure spill at the proposed dairy farm could undo all those years of work.
Well, if that happened, it would kill all the fish in there from there on down, which is the majority of the trout stream. And it would take at least probably a decade to even start to get the trout stream back to what it is right now.
Big confinement livestock operations are relatively new to Wisconsin, but Brent Sitlow, president of the local chapter of the conservation group Trout Unlimited, says such operations have caused massive problems in other states.
You have larger producers, you have more concentrated lagoons, you have more animals in one area. There's been a rash of manure catastrophes. In fact, in Iowa alone last year there was 39 kills in that state, 31 of them related to manure. And in our area, Parker Creek was totally wiped out from a manure application and rain event.
Martell Township is considering an ordinance that would effectively prohibit the farm from locating there, but it's unclear whether such an ordinance would hold up in court. The township is not alone in its efforts. State Senator Alice Clausing, an opponent of so-called factory farms, says activists across the state are pushing local governments to draw up zoning and land use plans to try to keep such operations out. Clausing, a Democrat who chairs the Senate Agriculture and Environment Committee, says she is also working to pass state legislation to prevent the trend towards so-called factory farms from spreading to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin is behind the curve on factory farms, and that's why they're still in a position where they can do something about it. And as a policymaker, I'm going to be working with the farm groups and the environmentalists to design and to work on legislation that will hopefully allow our family farmers to thrive.
But opponents like Clausing may have to act quickly to stop the kind of growth seen in nearby states like Iowa and Minnesota. Last year, Wisconsin gained 9 large livestock farms, bringing the total in the state to 60. 24 more are proposed for construction by the year 2000. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mary Lozier.